far in the last few months? Our revenue's still coming in and everything, and
not as much.
We were down 20-some percent this last month, and they expect greater than that for April. See, that would be March's. We operate off sales tax. And April, we're expecting, the state, the last I heard, I don't know, Rick's probably heard something more, they were down 50, and but we don't know how much of Tane County that is. That was April the 28th or something. They had a couple more days collection.
My sales tax receipt for April was 000.
Okay. You got it. See? Yeah. All of your non-essential business that were closed, you can imagine what their sales tax is. Yeah. And I will say, the essential ones that were open, it was busy. But you can't take how many essential business to make up for all of the non-essentials. And you've got your 6-foot ruling for your theaters and your restaurants, 10-foot table, 6-foot apart. And if everyone's not very conscientious and they're to prevent another flare up, if we get a
we've had an infection today. Yesterday, it will be reported out.
You're so sweet. Thank you.
So, but that's the first one in 25 days.
We're good. But are they contained? Do you know the?
Yes, they are.
Okay, that's good. We've been so blessed in that.
And they have not, it's community, they don't know where they got it, but they've not been out and about. They've been in, so there's not a chance of community spread, or not a very big chance. So it's not totally gone.
When you take someone irresponsible like a hairdresser that goes to work with it and gets 80-some people, and then the next one gets 50-some people that be quarantined, it doesn't help.
It doesn't help when the way it goes are international notoriety.
Yeah.
Especially the week that the governor could come out and ease just a little bit more to help us a little bit more.
They claim it's the Ozarks, so the brush spread
broad
all.
Brush.
Yeah, broad brush. Oh, it's terrible.
So anyway, we all have crosses to bear. We'll get through this. About 54,000 people in Tane County. 13 cases. 2 deaths. Two deaths had very existing health, underlying health issues. This was not just healthy people that got COVID and died. So, and the longer we do the count, the way the U.S. does the count, the more cases that come out that people are so angry about how this was, how they've been counted.
Are those cases in convalescent homes or residential homes?
Not in Tane County. These were for people that were self-navigators and contracted this. So.
Tane County's done very good for the population compared to any of your other counties. But look at the counties where, well, as we open up and come in from all over other states, we just all need to remember to wash your hands. They're saying face covering. Is that what, and we're all sitting here with that?
Well, CDC has been all over the board on that. They said face coverings and they said not. I have contact with a fair amount of medically trained people. They tell you that their face coverings are probably as detrimental as they are positive. They hate gloves. They say surgical gloves is just a formula for disaster. And of course, what happens with your face mask is you're always adjusting it. So you're always touching your face. And then you go to the store. The Harder House requires theirs. Everybody requires it. And so it's right here. The nose is out of the face mask because they're tired of wearing the face mask over their nose. So, and then you see people with gloves on. The gloves are black because they have been, well, you wash your hands, but they're apparently not washing the gloves or throwing them away. So they aren't helping any either. 6 feet is the real big deal. 6 feet. And then wash your hands. And I will say this for me at Hollister. Every city employee works every day. There's been no change in COVID. And we haven't had a cold. We haven't had the sniffles. We haven't had the flu. We haven't had one dang thing.
Yeah.
Because these people are washing their hands and sanitizing and doing all this stuff. There's nobody, not by now, usually we've had people off for this day and that day and that. I just did time cards today. Nobody's got sick leave for any of this stuff. They're just...
Never thought about that aspect.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm just saying, it's the cleanest we've ever been. I'll say that for us. So...
What Mr. Hoy gets sent out, I imagine you got it, the article, is that, to me, it was a 6 foot, mind you, it's a, if I'm talking with you and if I have the virus and talking like this, it is very slow to spread. If I call, and I've got it upstairs, how much it will spread to you and how far it will go. If I sneeze, it goes up to like 200 miles an hour and how many it sends out. So that's where it's saying, suggesting that if there's some protection over me putting that into my face, and it's kind of an eye-opening.
I think at least we see, to some degree, people that go into an aisle in the store and see it's got people in there, and they go to another aisle, and they just try and stay, not too many people in an area. I think we've seen some of that. Not 100%, but pretty good group, that kind of thing. CDC came out last week in a minor article that it isn't transmitted on surfaces. It doesn't live on surfaces. Everybody's all worried about water. They come in and say, swimming pools don't transmit this stuff.
One of the articles that came out that would hurt restaurants is that if I'm infected and your table is 10, and you've got the 6 foot distance, it matters where you're sitting in that restaurant as to how the air vent is coming out. If I'm sitting under this and it's going this way, if I'm 10 or 15 feet, and if I happen to be, and what is it, 3 to 5 days before you know that you have it, you're contagious, then these people get, and you could be sitting over there, not in the air current, and be safe.
It's true. Same way with here, or any place else. So at any rate, I think there's reasonable precautions, as far as Cheney County goes. And I think we also see that there's a reasonable expectation that when you live in a rural community, your debt less densely packed. When you live in an urban area or a metropolitan area, you're more tightly packed, and that physical contact has to do with it.
Douglas and Ozark County had no cases. But I'm just going on what you said right there.
Well, yeah, when your house is a building that happens to have 300 other people's houses in it, it's going to make a little more sense. You know, you're going to, it's just going to be a little tougher to get around.
But life goes on, and we need to continue to do that, and there's got to be a balance with personal safety and wellness and economic health. There's a lot of mental issues and a lot of that kind of stuff that's going on right now. As a result of this too. It's very damaging. So, anyway.
All right. Any other new business we need to go over?
I just want to let you know, I handed out a piece from Frontier Airlines, and that gives their kind of their new rules about flying, and they have added a whole bunch of new routes with pretty competitive prices. And I happened to talk with Jeff Burke on Friday. He says some of this stuff they're not even talking to the airport about. They're just adding flights. They go in to book flights and find that there's been more added. He said there was one added on Friday. Not a destination, but an additional flight to one of these destinations. So looks pretty positive and encouraging. So anyway, there's kind of the update on the airport.
good news. All right. Well, anything else? We have a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Motion and second. So favor.
Aye.
Both same sign. Motion carries. We need to adjourn. Rick, thank you very much.